In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He was, is, and always shall be.
It's been a little while since I stood here. Thank God. My name is Father Rob Spaliatzos, and for some of you, you remember me as a plumper and darker-haired version of myself. I served here about 10 years ago. For 2 years, my wife and I, Sophia, we came with 2 children, we left with 3, and now we have 5. I just want to begin by first saying thank you for the 2 years that you embraced us and made us a part of this family. It was an important beginning for us in our service to the church, and I truly on behalf of Presbyter and I can't thank you enough for those 2 years. I also want to say I'm sorry for any zealousness that I had at the time. I thought I knew a lot. About last month, I think, I realized I don't know very much. So thank God for this 12 years that it took me to get to this place. This morning, we hear the gospel begin with an invitation. Follow me. Our Lord says also later in the gospel, if anyone is to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. If you're here this morning, perhaps you've received that invitation. You have been invited to come and see, perhaps by someone. Some of us perhaps had a different journey into the church. Some of us perhaps were lucky enough to be born into it. That's not me. I grew up in the Catholic Church. But perhaps there are some of us here today that had someone say, come and see. And in response, you came. An invitation, follow me. In Greek, we have this way of framing an invitation as an imperative. Are we familiar with the imperative in terms of a command or an invitation? There's a simple imperative or a simple command or a continuous imperative. And in Greek, you get a distinction. So if I were to say, close the door, in Greek, it would be a simple command, and there would be a different ending. If I said, repent, this is a continuous command. So there's a different ending. That's enough of a Greek grammar lesson. What I've been reflecting upon recently and thinking about and having conversations with people smarter than myself is the distinction between an invitation and a command. I would suggest that perhaps we in our Western way of being struggle with commands. So this morning I want to reflect upon, is there a distinction? Is there a difference? When Jesus says, follow me, is it different than when he says, love God and love your neighbor? Is this command different than the invitation? Or are they the same? God gives us free will. He gives us the ability to receive the invitation, to follow the command. And when we do, the tradition of our church says that in embracing these invitations, we journey to life. And when we refuse the invitation, we suffer the consequence of not choosing life, which is suffering and death. The interesting thing that I've learned as I've been thinking about this distinction, and it came from a question that I got once, years ago. Someone said to me, you Orthodox, you have lots of rules. And I thought, that's interesting. Here's the perception of our church, is that we're a church with lots of rules. Would I want to go to a church with lots of rules? Maybe, but maybe not. So as I was reflecting upon this, I said to the person, well, you know what we actually have are lots of guideposts. that lead us to life. Lots of invitations into a way of being that lead us to life. And when we receive the invitations, when we follow the guideposts, we journey in a way that allows God to bless us. And then here's the remarkable thing that I discovered. In Hebrew, the word that gets translated into Greek, okay, so the Greek word is entoli. I put the emphasis on the wrong place. Entoli. Stula, make sure I'm right. Entoli is the Greek word. The Hebrew word that it gets translated from Hebrew into entoli, which gets translated into English as commandment, mitzvah. Bless you. Mitzvah. Has anybody ever heard of this word? Anybody have a Jewish friend? A mitzvah does mean a commandment. But you know what it also is understood to mean within Judaism? A blessing from God. The word that means in Judaism, a blessing, gets translated into entoli, which gets translated into English as commandment. Now, what does the Greek word mean? This is beautiful as well. Entoli has at its root the word telos, the end result, what we are journeying to, in telos, in completion. When Christ is on the cross, he says, it is complete. And there is that word again, telos. These mitzvahs are the things that lead us to the end result, which is life, salvation in Christ. And we have the word commandment, which perhaps doesn't have all that meaning. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that you love your enemies, that you love God, that you love your neighbor. And if you choose to follow this, I can bless you. I can lead you to the end of life that I want for you to have, complete, perfect. Do we have a bunch of rules in the Orthodox Church? We have many ways that God is trying to bless us and to lead us into an eternal kingdom with eternal life and love. Now, some of you know that I work for the Mission Center now, for the Orthodox Christian Mission Center. I'll talk more about this tonight, but sometimes within the work at OCMC, we talk about the forgotten commandment. What is the forgotten commandment? Does anybody remember? It's forgotten. So, before the ascension, Christ gives us his final commandment. Go, therefore, to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I always like to say, there's not a period there in our English translation, there's a comma. Teaching them all that I have taught you, all that I have given you. Give them those same invitations, those same blessings, those same opportunities to move to complete life. We'll talk more about how we embrace that invitation tonight at Vespers. But I just want to say that all of these commandments of our Lord, if we understand them as leading us to a fuller life in Christ, leading us to this ability to receive his love and to share his love, then we have to think about each invitation, each commandment, and what it is allowing us to do in this process of becoming. So I'll finish the sermon this morning with an invitation that Christ gave us that I'll offer to all of you. Don't be divided. Don't think of yourself as separate from anyone. Christ invites us to love our enemies. what is this about? And how does this lead us to a fullness of life in Christ? What Christ is inviting us to realize is that our healing is wrapped up in each other. Our ability to become whole and complete is wrapped up in our ability to see someone who is different, someone who perhaps speaks differently, someone who sings differently, someone who believes differently, and to see them as a part of ourself. My life is wrapped up in theirs. There's much that is pulling at us in our world today. Sadly, there's much that is pulling at us even within our Orthodox Church. Choose each other. Choose not to be divided. Remember that it is as the body of Christ that we journey to the kingdom. I love this community. When I left, this was a beautiful temple, and I come back, and it is even more beautiful because of the icons in the ceiling and the icons in the pews. Sunday of Orthodoxy, the celebration of the icons. May God strengthen us in our ability to receive His invitation so He can restore us as His holy icons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.